Hello, today is October 30th, 2013. I am Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyaknapp.com. I'm a writing and arts student. Today started out with science fiction philosophy, in which we discussed the first quarter of Brave New World, which is my least favorite book this semester between Frankenstein and Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep. The reason I'm not a big fan of Brave New World, one, I don't like the writing style, but besides that, I think what made Frankenstein and androids tolerable, even though they had lots of unpleasant traumatic events, is that in both those books there's characters besides the main protagonist that are identifiable and sympathetic. In androids, it's John Isidore or the Chickenhead, which let me get through the book because I had a character that was an innocent that I could go, okay, I'm looking forward to this guy. This guy's the moral compass of this novel. And in Frankenstein, even though Victor was such a disgustingly selfish person, the other people in his life were actually all really good people. So that's pretty interesting, including the monster, who everyone in the class said they were very invested in when we were reading Frankenstein. But in Brave New World, I tried to listen to it a year ago because it's the best novel ever, and I just could not. I gave it like a 2 hours, 2.5 hours of the audiobook, and even though it was superbly performed, I just could not get into it at all. I couldn't find a character to identify with. The whole thing was just too, not to my liking. But that's what we're assigned to read, so that's what I'm reading. And I'm trying to be very helpful in the discussions. Besides that, I'm just glad I don't do a project on it. Besides that, in art history, we took a quiz I didn't sufficiently study for, but I did a little bit of studying last night, you know, 3 or 4 hours. One big flub I made, which is a total brain fart, is that for every painting by Caravaggio we had on the quiz, I wrote down Rembrandt. I don't know why I did this, because I know the paintings from Rembrandt we had were Anatomy Lesson and Night Watch, and those weren't either of the paintings she showed. It was like a guy with a horse, and I wrote down Rembrandt, and then there's another picture, I wrote down Rembrandt again. They're both Caravaggio's, so that's pretty embarrassing. I missed the lecture on that day, so that's one reason I had no idea what they're talking about, and I didn't get around to reading my book, because I don't have any time to read between Sunday and Wednesday on my reading time. And I can't read more than 2 days before the quiz because everything falls out of my head. Like, I can learn the images using SRS techniques, but reading specifically, it's like not even used. If I read it a week ahead of time, I might as well not even have read it for testing purposes. Another thing I did today is we did arbitrary side profile portraits in drawing 3, I used the technique I'm trying to learn anatomy for the artist to please my professor. So I didn't really get it as dark as I wanted to compared to everyone else in the class. It's really light. I'm going to have to work on it some more. And I lost some time on it because during our breaks I'd go out to the hall and I'd read my novel. The novel I printed off, I haven't worked on it since September 6th, I discovered when I checked my Google Docs today, which just horrified me. Because my goal was to finish this book in under a year, the first draft, and now it's getting to the 1 year mark, because I remember I started it in the middle of November or something like that. So I printed it out today to read it and remember what I needed to add into it, and I guess I got carried away reading my own writing in the hall, which is really embarrassing because there's this huge stigma, I feel, against liking what you make if you're an artist or a writer. Like, writers are all like, oh, I hate everything, I can't stand to look at my drafts. And artists are like, oh, I hate all my own drawings, like, all the time. And it's not that I think my drawings are perfect or even structurally sound, but I draw and write because I like what I draw and write, you know? Like, I wrote the novel to be a perfect novel for me, and I guess it's kind of self-indulgent. But it's just like, sometimes I have a hard time identifying with the writing community because so much of it is about self-punishment, self-flagation, you know. And I'm just like, man, I love writing! I love drawing! Woo! So I printed that out to work on that today, and I lost track of time, so I probably could have gotten another 15 minutes on my drawing if I hadn't spent so long during the breaks reading. It's about 300 pages. I need to review the last 100 because that's where the writing got really splotchy. The book basically carried itself for the first 200 for the first draft. And one final thing I did today is I uninstalled Tumblr from my tablet because I realized that even though I was collecting notes and this and that, I was mostly taking in information and it was kind of giving me less time to read actual books and actually work on stuff. So my month-long experiment with Tumblr is over. I didn't delete my accounts, just uninstalled the app. Alright, thank you for listening. Good night.